Sunday skies, 69 degrees or thereabouts. We got a little bit of smoke haze, but not much. Not nearly as bad as yesterday, so there might be a little bit of smoke left. But I think that's going to expire before long. I get the feeling it is. I got a little bit of a scary announcement for you amateur operators and radio people out there. I heard this last night from one of my astronomy-loving ham friends in Chicago. There is a solar coronal mass ejection that's scheduled to hit the planet and envelop the planet Earth probably tomorrow and maybe the next day, but likely it's tomorrow at some point. Your HF communication and probably a lot of other things could be pretty dicey tomorrow and even after that. This is supposed to be a very large coronal mass ejection that is going to envelop the Earth, and it's supposed to be a pretty bad one, so you might want to check into that and check out your electronics and make sure that your electronics stuff is going to be safe from potential brownouts or power outages or power surges. But when that stuff hits the Earth, it can do wonders to the electrical grid, and a lot of other things are going to be affected too. So just kind of a heads up on that. I'm going to reset and I'll finish my transmission here. Okay, other than the bad news, here's the good news. I am the gentleman that you were talking about in Janesville, Wisconsin. We spoke earlier this morning at probably somewhere around 4 o'clock or so. And I was kind of surprised you made it across the lake as well as you did. And so congratulations with that contest. And that's pretty much about all I got. I just generally listen to the net. I'm usually kind of busy, and today's no exception. I'm just kind of busy talking and getting the friends and tying up loose ends here and taking medications and all kinds of little odds and ends. So this is NIGDN, what I call the Faraday cage in Janesville, Wisconsin, 73, and I'll be listening to the rest of the night kind of in the background along with the scanners and other stuff here. But be prepared for